You know, one thing I wanted to mention to you was about, I always say to people, never underestimate the power of colon cleansing. And people are amazed by, well, how can cleaning the bowel affect something that is so far away? Now, I've talked about the organs that lie so closely, so that's understandable. And I talked that the bowel can leak, which poisons the whole body. But I was famous in my clinic for helping people get over long-term chronic problems that nobody else could figure out. I was considered the natural healing detective and probably one of the best in the world. And the reason was is because I started with the basics. I started at the beginning. I have to tell you this one story. This one lady came to see me. She had severe migraines. She had gone to her medical doctor. He prescribed painkillers. It worked for a while. She went back. When it didn't, he then prescribed narcotics. She didn't like being drowsy or drunk, so she went on to another doctor who prescribed sedatives. It worked for a while. Headaches came back. She then went to a chiropractor. He said she had subluxated cervical vertebrae. Many people do. He adjusted her. Headaches went away. Came back. She then went to an acupuncturist who did some acupuncture. Headaches went away. Put a lot of needles in her neck and other places, but they came back. She went to an herbalist that I know who prescribed a great pain medication that took her migraines completely away. But then they came back. And when she came to see me, I asked her my first five interview questions. And one of them is, how often do you have a bowel movement? She told me once every 7 to 10 days. She asked for my migraine medicine. I gave her my intestinal formula. Mm-hmm. In 3 days, her bowel was cleansed, and she's never had migraines since. And that was 15 years ago. The point is the bowel is often the cause of toxins and tension and stress within the body that can aggravate a weakness that we might have. Maybe she was genetically predisposed to migraines. We're all genetically predisposed to something, but when you add a 40-pound pack on your back, you might notice that you have a weak knee, but you didn't notice it before you put the 40-pound pack on. Many of my patients would come in with seemingly unrelated problems. I had a lady that couldn't work for 3 years on her back, with inflamed discs and nerves in her back. She had been to every back specialist, every chiropractor, every deep body worker, and she was in trouble. 3-4 days into bowel cleansing, she never had the pain again. Imagine this colon swelling and like a palm putting direct pressure on the spinal nerves. That's what happened. So it just makes sense to me, and I saw it for decades in my clinic. Start with the most obvious.